Hey. I said, hey. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Studio W Buzz, StudioWBuzz.com. And it's time, you know what time it is. It's time for Sunday Night Gold. I'm your host, WB, and the lovely lady on my, let's see, she's on my right tonight. Okay. That is the jazzy one, the fabulous, my fabulous co-host, Miss Jasmine Vegas. Hey.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey. How are you?
Happy Sunday. How is everyone tonight?
Great. Waiting for you to say that. I started to seal it. I said, nope, that's hers. So I'm going to just let her wish everyone a happy Sunday. But I just want to concur. And thank you so much for tuning in to The Buzz. You guys, you are in for a treat tonight. And I'm going to allow, or ask, rather, the fabulous one, the jazzy one, to tell you what this program is all about tonight.
Well, tonight's Sunday Night Gold is about a topic that I do not condone, but it clearly goes on a whole lot because there were quite a few songs about it. Tonight's theme is cheating. It's cheating.
Cheating.
Every song that you will hear tonight has to do with somebody stepping out on somebody.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Red flags, folks. That's what we're talking about. All right.
Yeah,
you probably knew that before you did it, but that's okay too. That's a subject for another day, another platform, but we're going to get to the music and be right back after this. And then we'll tell you what's going on tomorrow night. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Can't wait. The professor has already sent his information and his music. And oh my goodness. If guys missed last Monday, if you heard us last Monday, then you have an idea what's going on tomorrow night. I'll be back with more of that because I just love cliffhangers. But in the meantime, oh no, she didn't. ZZ Hill cheating in the next room. Oh boy, that's a tough one. Hey, StudioWBuzz.com, Studio W, right under your nose. Oh my goodness,
yeah, right there.
Cheating in the next room. Making plans to meet him soon. Talking softly on the telephone. Making plans to meet him somewhere alone. But love is no longer there. The woman of his heart no longer cares. It's best to call it quits and go your separate ways. Playing that cheating game only leads to hurt and pain and cause each other unhappy days. Cheating in the next room. Making plans to be with them soon. Talking softly on the telephone. Making plans to go out and do wrong. Cheating in the next room. Making plans to meet him soon. Plotting on the telephone. Making plans to go out and do wrong. Your kisses and your love making. You've been faking. I've been going along with it, hoping you could still make it. Even though it might hurt me, I just can't be a fool. I'd rather step on my own heart and break it than to be used. Cheating in the next room.
Making plans to meet him soon.
Talking softly on the telephone.
Making plans to be alone.
Cheating in the next room.
the telephone. But that's all right, I'll soon be gone. I know you're cheating in the next room, making plans to be with them soon. Talking softly on the telephone.
Pokey Bear, my side piece.
Hello, Daddy. Hey, darling, put Mommy on the phone. Yeah, Barbara, it's Richie. Yeah, look, I ain't never coming home no more. Take it easy.
I am home.
Oh.
To be
Smokey Bear.
To be my
side piece.
Baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh boy, oh boy. Got a little choked up there. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
I saw that and I was wondering why, but we're going to leave that right there.
Okay. It had nothing to do with me, folks. It was, it's the weather. All right.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, look.
It's getting hot in here.
So. Yeah. Well, matter of fact, on a personal note, I don't have to worry about that. Okay. Yes. So but there was a rebuttal to that.
Yeah, there sure was.
Yes, 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 yeah. I'm not sure if we're going to play that or not, but guess what? She had a side piece, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
It's by a lady named Lacey and some other, yeah, I didn't add it to this particular list.
Yes, so. Okay, well, that's okay. You got enough beer.
We'll be slipping it in.
Yeah, well, we can. Let's see, just send it to me, okay? And we'll take care of that. If you want to slip it in, we might be able to do that. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, Jazz, while you're doing that, wow, we've been together how long now on this radio broadcast?
Over a year, because you hadn't moved to this area when we started. So it's going into 2 years.
Oh, yes. Well, it has to be because I left California in 2021. It was December of 2021.
So we're going into 2 years.
We are going into, or let's see, no, we're into, oh, shucks, no, man.
This is 2023. It will be 2 years. Right?
Okay. Wow. It's been so much fun. We've covered, and so, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know, see, Jazz, she comes up with these themes, and I have no idea because she doesn't tell me what she's going to do until the day of. Okay. And I can even narrow down a little bit more than that. A couple of hours before the show. Okay. She gives me enough time to prepare and put the theme up. I don't know. And so she'll come with these. And so perhaps, Jazz, is it that you have several themes going out through your head during the week, or you just like to keep me in, let's see, limbo.
Suspense. I do.
Suspense. That's a better word.
I like that element. I love to keep you in suspense.
I love suspense. I have no problem with that. Okay. Horror I can't deal with. Suspense is okay. It's definitely okay. So anyway, I don't know. We'll come back to that other one in a little bit if you want to. But again, you come up with a theme each and every week and I found it interesting. Folks, and I'm not joking about this. It could be a stop sign. It could be anything. It could be the weather. It could be anything, whatever comes to her mind. Because she's also brilliant at what she does here. But folks, professionally, she's also a professor. Forgive me if I pronounce it. Theater and arts professor.
That's right.
Be right back right after this. Oh my goodness. Oh, he's cheating on both of y'all.
Yeah, he's cheating on both of them.
You had a good man.
Oh, that is too good. Oh, so look here. The side piece caught on to what's happening, and she's going to tell it all now.
Yeah. Cheating on, I'm telling everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Cheating on us. See, she had already had a stake in the claim. I would love to hear a reply to, the reply. You know, because the wife might always say, look, I already know what I knew about you. I need to write that. Okay.
You do.
Yeah. I can do it too. Oh my goodness. This is too funny. Nope. But actually cheating is not funny if you're being cheated on or maybe even doing it. But hey, I'm not going to pass any judgment on anybody right now. We're just going to have some fun. And we talk about the real side of things because, again, jazz comes with these themes each and every week. And it's all about life, right?
Yeah.
Let's stop. We don't sweep stuff under the rug. We're going to tell it all, right? It's just like Denise LaSalle. She told the woman, hey, your husband cheating on us. That is funny. Guess what, Jazz?
What?
I have, remember we played, was it Poke Bear, my side piece?
Mm-hmm.
I have the reply. Okay, right here. I'm getting ready to drop it. I'm getting ready. Can I drop it, Jazz?
Go ahead and drop it.
Yeah, Barbara, it's Richie. Yeah, look, I ain't never coming home anymore.
Between the dough and the music, you are ready to let your family.
You left home, baby. Oh, oh, to be with your side piece.
Your side piece.
Wrong. 'Cause you're singing about your side piece. How you left home.
situation. Even know about the vacation. You went that thought hanging. While you was over there doing you, I was doing me.
I was doing me.
While you with your side piece, I got my sugar daddy here with me.
I got him with me.
You was in Morocco. I was in Japan.
But know what I mean. So now you wanna try me. You wanna try to be sneaky. You call yourself leaving home for some sad chick. I'm not gonna worry about what you do. You've been hanging with your side chick, and I've been hanging with my boo. Now it was said a wise man once before. Who's been making love to your lady? We're out making love.
Hey. Oh, you left home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There's a you left.
Yeah, there's a couple of side pieces going on around here. Oh, my. Whew. Side to side. Front to back, side to side. It's all over the place. This is Sunday Night Gold, folks. At its finest, you got me, WB, and the Jazzy One.
And that's me.
That's right. I already told you. So keep it locked right here. So that song, The Reply, obviously what's going on in anybody's life is not funny, right? But the song itself, the way it started off and the reply, I found humor in that. Okay. Just for, the content, the way it was delivered and but not to discount anybody who's going through something like that. But, like I said earlier, this program is, hey, look, jazz comes with the theme and I'm just here, assisting. Okay.
Okay. That's true. And again, everyone, I am in no way, shape or form.
Right.
Condoning cheating. However, these songs are just examples of, as the amount of it that's clearly going on.
Absolutely. And look clearly at, and sometimes you find solace into hearing, through music, exactly what you may have experienced. You said, okay, well, I can laugh it off and maybe I can change some things, whatever it is. Right? So anyway, it's music. We love the songs. And you know, Mike Ward, he says this all the time. He says sometimes, you know, even through the saddest songs, he gets some sort, and I'm paraphrasing, Mike, some sort of solace, out of that. And I think it might be something about, and it has to be along, relating to association, said, well, somebody else feels that same way that I feel. Mm-hmm. Okay. That doesn't mean I have to stay there, but, you know, I'm appreciating that I've gone through that. And a lot of times to know that somebody else has gone through the same things that you have and you both have come out, which is the best option, you know, that's great stuff, man. So anyway, I mentioned that I was going to, I threw a cliffhanger at the beginning of the program and I was talking about what is going on tomorrow night. But before I go on with that, Jazz, last week, what was our theme last week?
Smokey. Yeah, Smokey Robinson.
No, I'm talking about on Sunday Night Gold.
Oh my goodness. Prince. Oh, people who had collaborated with Prince. Right. Everybody who had collaborated with Prince.
That was a great, 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 great show.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that was outstanding. And before that, it was acid jazz.
Yes, 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 yes.
So guess what? I've been stealing songs. Yep, I'm saying it. I stole them off of your list. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
That's okay.
And that acid jazz. Oh my goodness, there's some great songs on that. And then Prince last week. Oh, it was rocking. I had to get up and dance. I love dancing anyway, so that's no chore for me. But anyway, jazz throughout the list, it was absolutely fabulous. As the professor, and that's why I'm leading to something now. The professor, he even came in, and he does this every week. And he'll come in without me saying anything. He said, you and Jasmine last week, it was amazing. Now, you know, Professor is an actor himself, right? So yeah, I could see all of his facial dynamics and everything. It's like, I could see the trueness coming out of that too. Mm-hmm. He said, oh my God, you guys were great. You know?
Yes.
And you know, hey, Professor, thank you so much. I know you're listening.
Hey, Elroy Boyd III.
That's right. And so thank you so much. And, we have to also acknowledge what you bring to this network. The professor, Elroy Boyd III, who's also a professor in theater and art, like the jazzy one. And what I love about that is that they bring those skills into the broadcast as well. Jazz, I never told you that before. I don't think.
Yes. Well, thank you. And Elroy Boyd III is also Professor Pop Culture.
That's him. Yes, so last week we featured none other than the amazing, I'm not going to even rank him among the greatest singers or performers or producers or artists and then you have to also throw in longevity. And I believe this gentleman is 82 or 83 years old. Uh-huh. And we talk about none other than the iconic, Smokey, William Smokey Robinson.
Yep.
Part two tomorrow night. And we've got something special for you. I'm not going to give you a whole lot because you're going to have to listen in or tune in to find out. Jazz, you know I love cliffhangers. Okay.
Yes.
So tomorrow night, let me just share. Those of you who listened last week, and I have so many comments, received so many comments about, well, you can't go wrong with Smokey Robinson.
No, you can't.
You cannot. Tracks of My Tears. Oh my God. Tears of a Clown.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll Be Good. He did. Oh yes. I'll Be Good to You. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Ooh, baby. Yes. I'm getting excited all over again. Okay. Yeah. If you can't tell, oh my goodness. Yes. So tomorrow night, I'm super excited. Tomorrow night, part two and his part two tomorrow night.
Right. Monday Night Madness.
I'm just
the
going.
The best 3 hours in radio.
That's right. And preceding that, the best 2 hours in radio on Sunday nights, and close first. Okay. That's Thursday. Close second, first. I don't care. All you guys are great. All of you guys are great. And I don't flatter people. Anybody who knows me knows that I do not flatter people, because I believe that if you give a sincere compliment, it means something. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just to flatter somebody. Nah, that doesn't work for me. And so Thursday nights, folks, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. These shows that I'm mentioning right now, there's so much, and I'll come back with more later, because we're on 24 days, 7 days a week. So there's always something going on. But you take Sunday Night Go with the Jazzy One. You take Monday Night Madness with the Professor. Then you take Thursdays with Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Now, Jazz kind of give you alluded to how this program works. On Mondays, it's something different, but it also incorporates music. All three, that's the common denominator there, music. On Monday nights, it's a musicology show with a heavy dose of serotonin, folks. You know, that stuff that makes you feel good, that's natural. You don't have to smoke it. You don't have to eat it. You don't have to ingest it. You just take it in. Monday Night Madness is musicology at its finest. That means we go back into the life, the legacy, the history, what inspired these artists to do what they do. We even talk about who did they collaborate with. Oh, you'd be surprised. That music industry, and particular in certain genres, it's a very, very tight-knit family. It's not as vast as you think, because a lot of people copied other folks. They collaborated with them. They played with them. And who remembers that Teddy Pendergrass was a drummer, right? Wasn't he?
Right. That's right.
All right.
That's right.
And we can go on and on and on and on. But Monday Night Madness, we cover all of that with yours truly, WB, and the Professor, the best in the business, Mr. Elroy Boyd, the third Professor of Pop Culture. Tonight, tomorrow night is going to be, that. Thursday, Mad Mike and Wild Will, we play various genres. Country, blues, jazz, gospel, let's see, classical. We cover different genres because the theme there is different, Jazz. We want to expose our audience to various types of music, no matter where it came from. As long as it's good, clean, good music, we're going to play it. And then we have a lot of, it's so funny. It's a funny show too. A lot of music, a lot of talk. The only thing about it, my partner, can't dance, but that's okay because I wouldn't dance with him anyway. It has to be, it'll be a woman. So, but he's a great, great guy. Mad Mike, and Mike is also a cowboy.
Yeah.
And he loves all genres of music. I love this cat. So check out Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast.
Every Thursday at 8:15 p.m. right here on the East Coast. 5:15 on the West. That makes it 7:15 Central and 6:15 Mountain Time. Mm-hmm. And preceding that is Miss CeCe's Kitchen with Dr. Cecilia Sims. Miss CeCe, it gets hot there. It starts an hour early. You don't want Miss CeCe's Kitchen, but you may want to avoid it because if you can't stand the heat. Okay. All right. Anyway.
And you know the rest.
And you know the rest. I've talked enough. Let's get into some more music here. You got some Johnny Taylor out here. We didn't play that.
Yeah, I do.
We didn't play
it. Not yet. Haven't played it yet.
Well, let's do it right now. Is that okay?
Yes. Good for me.
Sunday Night Gold, WB and the Jazzy One.
And that's me.
That's her. Oh, you must be running out of lies, huh? Oh, my. Oh, I'm going to just kick back, grab a glass, and watch the movie.
Yeah.
I'm tired of lying, peeping and hiding in low-class places. Oh, I'm so tired, baby.
I'm tired of worrying whenever I come home late with your lipstick traces. Oh, yes, I am. You can rest assured, my woman, no fool. She can tell I've been loving you. I've got too many alibis. Oh, yes, I'm spreading myself. I'm spreading myself a little too thin. Trying to do the job of too many men. When I'm with somebody else, you know, a lot of times I don't want to talk about it. And I try to get it off of my mind.
Man, oh man.
But then
oh
my
man.
Conscience, you know, everybody got a conscience. My conscience gets to bother me. And when I try to go to sleep at night, seem like to me I can hear my conscience say, "Shame, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know you got a good woman, and you ought to treat her right." And I made a deal with my conscience. If my conscience didn't bother me, then I sure wouldn't bother my conscience. But every now and then, they come around to me and tell me, "Shame, you know you've been wrong. Yes, you have. A lot of fellas out there been wrong. You ought to go to your babe and tell her, honey.
Oh, Johnny Taylor. Oh, you run out of lies.
Because when you start lying,
you don't lie.
You have to tell another lie to cover up that lie.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's right. So you got a couple of things to do. Either tell the truth or keep your mouth shut. All right. Don't do it. Hey, you know what? I've got one. Oh, I have a reply to that song right there.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I have one. Okay, I got Tucker right here. It's called Big Train.
Hello?
Yes, right.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, yeah, you can keep on rolling. My. Oh, no.
What you mean?
Baby, yeah.
Nah, we good.
I don't know how I trust.
Believe that. make you understand, you know?
Just to keep on going.
I'm in a good place now, you know?
Ain't no need for you to stop here.
Go ahead and say where you was, you know what I'm talking about?
See, you thought the grass was greener.
Huh?
On the other side.
Hey, but that's what you get.
You know, hey, Jazz. Oh, my. I have a comment on that. But, hey, I want to welcome back the audience. The Buzz Studio, WBuzz.com. Hey, in case we talked about a few shows, and we're not going to get into more of that because we've got more music than we have time, okay? So, but I wanted you to check it out 24 hours a day. Anytime. Okay, I don't mean you have to listen 24 hours a day. And if you did, that's okay with me, too. We have shows 24 hours a day, I mean. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment. Now, something that you don't want to miss, and that is the Get Up to Get Down morning show that comes on each and every day on the network. Each and every day except for Saturdays and Sundays. But Mondays through Fridays, the Get Up to Get Down morning show. That is none other than Pastor Derek the Changeman Smith, Deacon Otis Wicknine, Derek Smith, Derek the Changeman Smith, he's Willard Wicknine, oh my God, who is that? Fillmore, and so many, Peggy, and so many different characters. What I'm saying is we're talking about, someone who is, in my opinion, and he's local right here in the, Virginia area, only a couple hours away from me, and, just an amazing, amazing talent. Folks, check it out. He's a pastor. He's a comedian. He's a singer, blues and soul, and he's also a gospel singer. Just multi-talented man. Just really great. And then we have so many artists here, Jazz, that I want to also talk about Mr. Vail Omar.
Yeah.
Mr. Vail Omar. Folks, you can listen to his music. Close your eyes and you think of Sam Cooke. And he is great. He covers him. Hey, Bill, also tell me, who else do you cover besides Sam? But I know he covers some other artists too, but I mean just absolutely phenomenal, phenomenal artists. And he will cover Sam Cooke, but he also has some of his own original songs, which are also fantastic. And I was looking for one that would fit into this theme, and there weren't many, any at all that I could see that would fit into this theme, because his songs is about, the other side of this. It's the love and meeting someone and wanting to find somebody and love somebody and And so it was almost the opposite of this. Mm-hmm. Otherwise I would have played one of his songs so far, but I still might figure out something, right? But Mr. Vail Omar. And then we have also Mr. David Prescott. Didn't you and I interview David Prescott one night?
I think so. It's been a long time ago, but I think
I'm talking about this gentleman has a range from bass all the way up to above first tenor. Mm-hmm. And in the style of the stylistics, oh my goodness. The Shylights, anybody, amazing, amazing. So we have talent here, folks, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's what I'm getting to. I know it went all around the barn to put the horse in. I understand that. So the point is, <That's> there's okay. so much to talk about. And I don't want to take up a lot of time with the music. I guess I am right now. So I'm going to get back to the music. But Jazz, anything on the way else? Anything?
No, let's go ahead. And again, I do not, a disclaimer, I don't condone these songs. I just wanted you all to hear these. I don't condone the action of these songs, but this is life, and these are good. These are some good songs.
A great song. Like, great song. Yeah, hey, we all listen songs. To them. We all love them. So, folks, you need to clean out your closet anyway. Get them out of your closet. Let's do it. Because you listen to it when nobody else thinks you're listening to it. So, but anyway, Buddy Guy. We didn't play Buddy Guy.
No, we haven't played him yet.
Well, let's do this right now.
Okay.
Sunday night. Sunday night go with WB and the Jazzy One.
That's me.
Right here on the Buzz.
I came home this morning. Oh, what a shock. When I found out my key no longer fit my life, oh baby. You just go right back out there where you've been. And while you were slipping out, oh, somebody else slipping in. I thought I was your fool that you could count on. One was right there when no one else is at home, but oh baby. I think I found myself a new friend. But while you were slipping out, oh, oh, someone else was slipping in. I got a new way of wearing my hair. This big smile on my face, baby. You didn't put it there, oh baby. You just take me back out there where you've been. But while you were slipping out, someone else was slipping in.
Luther Ingram. My, my, my. Loving you is wrong.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If being right means being without you, I'd rather live wrong doing life. Your mama and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. But long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in loving a married man. If I can't see you when I want you, I'll see you when I can. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. If loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Am I wrong to fall so deep?
While he was steaming, I was dreaming in the beamer, just steaming. Can't believe that I caught my man cheating. So I found another way to make him pay for it all. So I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree. And on the way I grabbed Sully and Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. Oops, there goes the dream we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love.
Just go back and hit 'em up. cold. What happened to the days when we used to trust each other? And all of the things I sold will take you until you get old. To get them back without me, cause revenge is better than money, you'll see.
No. You swing for the fences. Yes. And I love every minute of it. Blue Cantrell.
Yes.
My. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I tell you what. I know what I'm going to do. I have a new technique. I'm transferring that to the Platinum Party Mix right now as we speak.
I knew you would.
Right? Look, it's there already. And, you know, and that is the, Hall of Fame. The Studio W Hall of Fame. If you go into the, Platinum Mix, you go into the rotation. That's a Hall of Fame. Okay. All right. And I just put that one there, right? How did I miss that one? Because you've played that before on one of our other shows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Blue Cantrell. That's BLU, folks. All right. Saving as many syllables as possible.
That's true.
Absolutely. Oh, and Bill Omar, my good friend, I was talking about him earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had the pleasure of interviewing this gentleman several times throughout over the last month or two, Bill. And what an amazing artist. And we have artists that you guys may not have heard of before, except for maybe in a regional area, okay? And this gentleman, I'm smiling right now because I talked about Derek the Changeman Smith.
Right.
Brilliant. David Prescott. Brilliant. Mr. Vail Omar. Brilliant. And I'm so proud to have them as part of this network. And so I was telling you about most of his songs are love songs. It's not about you cheating on me, I'm cheating on you, or whatever it is, right? It's right. about that kind of Smokey Robinson type, let's see, Sam Cooke type, you know, lovemakers, Teddy Pendergrass Grass type, you know. Oh, my goodness. And I have a song for him. And out of all of the songs that I have, and I have many by him, but he said, he sent me a text. He said he has one that's the closest to our theme tonight.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to play it right now because I haven't heard it before, but I trust him. And so let's hear what we have to. Here we go. My phone keeps on ringing. Mr. Vail Omar, ain't no telling. Come on now. I like it already, Vail.
My telephone keeps on ringing, and nobody's ever on the line. Telephone keeps on ringing, and nobody's ever on the line. My woman must think I'm crazy, a deaf, dumb, and totally blind. She came home this morning, just about the break of day. I asked her, where has she been? She said, man, just get out my way. My telephone keeps on ringing. Lord, she must be trying to drive me insane. Oh, the woman better be so glad that I'm a peace-loving man.
Seville Omar, sir, I am so proud of you. Thank you so much. And like I said again, he's attached to this network. I'm serious. We've had